In 2005, Texas voters approved a ban on same-sex partnerships, marriages, and civil unions by 76%. Even further back in 2003, a bill by former Senator Jeff Wentworth passed the legislature, altering the Texas Family Code, limiting the union to one man and one woman. That was known as the Texas Defense of Marriage Act. Now Democrats in the legislature are making attempts to repeal both of these laws. On Thursday, State Representative Lon Burnham filed House Bill 1300. It alters the family code to allow same-sex couples to marry. Burnham says opinions in the state have changed over the past 10 years.
I think a whole lot of people understand that this is a fundamental civil rights and economic justice issue, and it's time that we join the rest of the country in moving forward to provide these people the same protections under the law that the rest of us have.
He says he filed his bill on Valentine's Day as a sentiment to the gay community. In the Senate, Senator Juan Hinojosa of McAllen filed a civil unions bill earlier this week. It alters the family code as well and grants the same rights as marriage, but lacks the name. He says that's out of respect for religious institutions.
A lot of churches do not recognize gay people, gay couples, for whatever reason, maybe because of religious beliefs. But the reality is that What gay couples want is to have the opportunity to also enjoy life and enjoy family. And if you look at reality, you have a lot of gay couples who have raised children that they adopted and do a much better job than a lot of heterosexual couples raising their children that are natural.
Introduction of legislation like this has gay rights groups pleased. Chuck Smith, executive director of Equality Texas, says since the legislature passed the previous bills, times and public opinion have changed.
Why these are landmark is that I think they represent a turning of the tide, and they represent the reality that 2013 is not the same as 2005 when Texas voters last had the opportunity to cast a ballot to express where they stood on this issue. Much has changed throughout the rest of the country, and that change has also taken place in Texas.
Over the two, Smith says the ideal law would be the marriage bill, but even he says the bills are not likely to pass this session. Conservative group Texas Values doesn't think so either. President Jonathan Sines says the current marriage ban is no different than the state's other bans on marriage.
You know, we limit the amount of people you can be married to one. We limit the fact that you can't be married to someone else before you get married. And we limit people from marrying someone that's a particular relative. So this, the way we have the law now is there are other limits, and this is just one of the other ones that folks are on the other side are not happy about. But the law couldn't be any more clear.
If either the civil unions or marriage bill passes, the family code would be altered. But with the 2005 marriage amendment in place, the wording would be null and void. There are currently at least two bills in the House and one in the Senate calling for the repeal of the constitutional amendment. That would have to pass both chambers, be signed by the governor, and then be approved by Texas voters. An October poll from the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune shows that 69% of Texas voters would favor either same-sex marriage or civil unions. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.